Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever it might be that you're listening to this. Well, I'm back and I had a wonderful vacation. Thank you very much. And I look forward to doing the devotion again for a little while anyway. It's another beautiful spring day with the rain falling. And today I'm going to read to you from the Gospel of John, and Jesus is getting frustrated. And the people just don't seem to understand. And when I read this passage, I kept looking at it and saying, you know, it's a whole lot like today. So I'd ask you to open up your hearts and minds to hear the words of our blessed Savior as they're given to us in the Gospel of John. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth." Excuse me. "And the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free?" And Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak what I have seen with my Father, and you do not, and you do what you have seen with your Father." Let me try that last sentence. "And you do what you have seen with your Father." Well, the Jews think they're the perfect people. They've never done anything wrong. They've never been, they've never followed any other leaders. They've been almost perfect people. Well, we know from reading the Old Testament that they're not always perfect people. And they have this problem. When they come to God and God helps them out of a difficult situation, they praise God, they follow God, they do what they're supposed to do. And then at some point in time, be it in that generation or the next, they start to get sin. Now, what is sin? Sin for most of them was that greed took over. Greed took over, the need to have more, the need to do more, the need to have more free time. The need to have a better house than my neighbor, the need to get rid of all the poor people out in front of me. All of these needs, which are sins in the end of the day, because they drive us away from what God wants us to be and what Jesus is trying to teach us to be. It's not complicated. The complicated part is we get trapped in our own visions of the future. We get trapped in our needs and our desires. We get trapped of living the same old life. We get trapped with wondering what's going to happen next. And we start making decisions that are not of God, but are of humans. Decisions that want to make us better than somebody else, make us want to exclude somebody because somebody said something they didn't like. The need to not step up and talk to people and tell them what your concerns are and why you're upset and what can we do to take care of this situation. We too often run and hide from situations, and Jesus is here, right here in front of these people who are telling him he's all wrong. He didn't run and hide. He said, "There's room for you in heaven, but you got to make some decisions. You got to decide who you're going to follow. Are you going to follow the scriptures? Are you going to do unto others as you would have them do unto you? Are you going to love God above all else? What are you going to do?" And we get caught in that trap. We don't know we've got caught in it. We wander off the path and we think we're doing great and we think we have everything right, and then all of a sudden the walls fall in around us, and we wonder, what the heck is going on? How did this all happen? It happens because we become complacent. We become comfortable in our faith. And there's nothing necessarily wrong with that, But we quit looking at what's going on around us, and we are content to just stay on the path we're on and move not from there. Jesus said, you have to follow me. It's not going to be easy. You have to love your neighbor, even though you can't stand being in the same room with them. What's going on in the world? We're becoming segmented. We start a war that maybe was necessary, I don't know. But we start a war, and then we can't end a war. One war leads to another war. And all of a sudden, we're distracted and worried and wondering what's going to happen and how is the world ever going to get better. And oh, look what it's doing to my stocks and my investments. I'm so poor now. Oh, who are you? Jesus, if we recall, didn't have a house, didn't have a car, didn't have a change of clothes. And yet, he was perfect. We're not there. We're not even close to being where Jesus was on his journey. And yet, we have high expectations from time to time. We get caught up in trying to outdo somebody else. We get caught up in getting angry with someone because they kind of crossed our path and didn't make us happy. We get upset because life's just not treating us right. We deserve more. In other words, we get trapped by Satan into walking against Christ, walking away from him rather than walking with him. I speak what I have seen with my Father. So Jesus is telling us quite simply, I'm not speaking on my own. I'm not making this stuff up as I go along. This is all of what I've seen my Father do because the Father's in me and I in him. And we need to understand that. And we need to look at the scripture and say to ourselves, what's Jesus trying to tell us here? Well, he's trying to tell us that you can't sin. You become a slave to sin. And that takes you away from your Christian journey. But you can come back. It's not hard to come back. It's to recognize that I've wandered off the path, ask Jesus to forgive us for the errors we made and the misjudgments we did and the things that we did to get us off the path. Thank Jesus for the gift of life. Ask him to give us the strength to continue to walk the path. Show us the way. Guide us to where we need to be. Let our friends who are on the same Christian journey as us, let them talk to us when they see us kind of drifting away. And how we need to come back and understand. And how we need to stand up and follow in the path of Christ, not being aggressive, not being exclusionary, not being holier than thous, but by being humble servants and recognizing the sins that we commit and seeking forgiveness for those sins and trying with all our might not to repeat them. Jesus said, you will be made free. You will be taken out of bondage to sin. You will be set free. You will feel wonderful. And nothing in your life outside of that will change. But your attitude towards what's going on changes significantly. We get too bound up in trying to convert people to our way of thought, to the way we want them to be. Rather than recognizing it's not our job to convert, it's our job to testify. To tell people that as a Christian, I have to tell you this. It's up to you what happens after that. Or just simply, quite simply, tell people, I'm sorry, but I don't agree with you, but you can do as you please, but I'm doing what I, and don't get, I'm starting to drift into that holier-than-thou part. We have to be loving of our neighbor. And chastising them and running them down and arguing with them is not loving. We're not going to get along with everybody. So, how can you say, I've been made free? If you still got boundaries out there, you still got anger, you're still ticked off, and you still don't understand why somebody got so much and you got so little. Let us pray. O gracious and loving Father, we thank you. We thank you for the gift of life and the blessings that come from it. We thank you for Jesus, for you sending him here as you here on earth to show us the way, the truth, and the life, to show us how it's important that we reach out to everyone with love and compassion, that we stand firm in our faith and confess our faith, and that we do not allow the world around us to push us in different directions, push us away from Jesus. Lord, be with us on our journey. Guide us, encourage us, and Lord, open our eyes to see those times where we've not been perfect, and accept our prayers as we know you will. And now, Lord, we offer up to you the prayer that you taught us to say. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. A young, strong man at a construction site was bragging that he could outdo anyone in a feat of strength. He kept making fun of one of the older workers. After a while, the older worker had had enough. "Why don't you put your money where your mouth is?" he said. "I'll bet you a week's wages that I can haul something in a wheelbarrow over to that outbuilding that you won't be able to wheel back." "You're an old man," the braggart replied. "Let's see what you got." The old man reached out, grabbed the wheelbarrow by the handles, then nodding to the young man, he said, "All right, get in." And isn't that so true? Have a great day. God bless. Amen.